Today is Wednesday, February 13th. We're talking about Mexico's most notorious drug lord, a winter storm, and the countdown to another government shutdown, plus artificial intelligence, rumors about Apple's newest products, and which dog won best in show. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A three-month trial for Mexico's most notorious drug lord ended with a guilty verdict. El Chapo, as he's known, is now facing life in prison. A jury in New York City found him guilty on all 10 counts. NBC News reports Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who is now 61, smuggled nearly 200 tons of cocaine into the U.S. over the last 25 years. The trial included Hollywood-like stories of murders, political payoffs, prison escapes, and more. Remember, Guzman already escaped prison in Mexico twice, once using an underground tunnel. He was extradited to the U.S. in 2017. Now he's likely headed to a maximum security prison in the U.S. for life. He'll officially be sentenced in June. Expect some school classes and some flights in parts of the Midwest and the Northeast to be canceled again today because of a winter storm still dropping snow and ice in some areas. Strong winds and power outages are also a concern today. Already yesterday, AccuWeather says nearly half of all flights out of LaGuardia in New York City were canceled. And it was a mess on the roads from Michigan to Maine. CNN says about 75 million people in the northern half of the U.S. were under some kind of weather alert. But the good news, the winter weather is supposed to wind down later today. Will President Trump sign it or veto it? That is still the question surrounding the budget deal. Right now, it seems Trump does not love the agreement made Monday night. The Hill quotes him saying, "I am not happy about it." Remember, negotiators from both sides of the aisle agreed to $1.4 billion for 55 miles of modern fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border. But that is a lot less than the $5.7 billion President Trump has been asking for. And to get the deal passed, the House, Senate, and President Trump all have to agree. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, is recommending Trump sign the law and find other ways to fund more border barriers. So we'll see. If a deal is not finalized by midnight Friday, another government shutdown begins. The countdown is on. Speaking of government shutdowns, a new report says the IRS has not fully recovered from the last one. You know, the longest shutdown in history? The IRS was already backlogged before the last shutdown and dealing with a major new tax law for the first time when it had to close its doors for 5 weeks. So now it's apparently even more of a struggle to catch up. USA Today reports by the end of the last shutdown, more than 5 million pieces of mail had not been batched for processing, 170,000 orders for new tax forms had not been filled, and tens of thousands of amended returns from the last tax season still needed to be processed. And that's just some of it. Still, the IRS says it's making do. The agency says it got back to work successfully and is off to a good start for the 2019 filing season. A record 7 million Americans are at least 3 months behind on their car payments. That's from a new study by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which says it has not been that bad since the financial crisis in 2008. It's concerning to economists. They're calling it a red flag. The New York Fed says even as the U.S. unemployment rate is low and the economy seems strong in other ways, not all Americans are benefiting from the strong labor market. Well, U.S. businesses are still hiring. The number of U.S. job openings hit a record high in December. Reuters reports there were 7.3 million open jobs in December. That's the most job openings since the Labor Department started keeping track in December of 2000. And by the way, it's more than the number of unemployed people. So experts say there may be too many jobs to fill and not enough people to fill them. More news ahead, but a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that will get you to speak that language you've always wanted to know and speak it with confidence. I love that Babbel makes it so easy to get started and, here's the key, to keep going. Lessons are broken up into just 10 to 15 minutes, so it's not overwhelming and it feels so doable. Babbel is designed to quickly get you speaking your new language within weeks. Babbel's teaching method has even been proven effective across multiple studies, and you can learn through interactive dialogues and speech recognition technology, so you can focus on having conversations for when you travel, or you can even choose to perfect your pronunciation and your accent. So give it a try now. Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in the world for a reason. And right now you can try it for free. Just go to babbel.com or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try Babbel for free and start speaking that new language with confidence. Now back to the news. So every year, Bill and Melinda Gates write a letter with their insights about the world. And this year, it was all about surprises from 2018. The Gateses say they hope their letter inspires action. Here are a few things on that list. Africa is the youngest continent, with the average age of people living there at only 18. The couple says investing in Africa's youth can help shape a better future for them. Also, at-home DNA tests can help prevent premature birth. Genetic samples submitted to 23andMe were used in research to identify which gene may contribute to early labor, which gives clues about how to prevent it. And there was even a surprise about toilets, that they haven't changed in a century. And while that's fine for rich countries, they don't work well everywhere. So a toilet that does not require a sewer could save millions of lives. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has the largest endowment in the world. Bill Gates is the co-founder of Microsoft and one of the richest people in the world. You can read their entire letter in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. Artificial intelligence in the U.S. got a boost this week. President Trump signed an executive order called the American AI Initiative. The Verge reports it calls for the U.S. to create rules for safe testing of new AI technologies and to direct more resources to AI research. But critics say the new order is pretty vague and doesn't have any new funding, while other countries are spending millions or even billions on developing AI. Speaking of artificial intelligence, Forbes reports AI startups had their best year ever in 2018, raising a record $9.3 billion in venture capital. You probably saw prices at Whole Foods going down when Amazon bought the grocery chain in 2017, but now get ready for that grocery bill to go back up. The Wall Street Journal reports the Amazon-owned Whole Foods raised prices this month from between 10 cents and several dollars on hundreds of products. Why? Well, Whole Foods says it's because ingredients, packaging, and transportation all cost more. Still, the company says it's committed to keeping prices down and on sale when possible. New rumors say Apple could be releasing some new gadgets this spring. Gizmodo says Apple may put out second-generation AirPods, a new iPad mini, and a wireless charging pad. BuzzFeed says Apple plans to announce new products at an event in March, but Apple has not confirmed any of this, so we'll keep you updated. The results are in. A Wire Fox Terrier named King won Best in Show last night. Today, King will do the traditional victory lap with a visit at the top of the Empire State Building and many press appearances. King went up against thousands of other dogs at the 143rd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night. People reports the Wire Fox Terrier has more Westminster wins than any other dog breed. Last night's win is the 15th time the breed has taken home Best in Show. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. If you'd like to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just check out today's show notes. Go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.